This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 4, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Chance of rain today, temperatures in the mid-50s. PBD School Superintendent Josh Vidala will be staying on the job for 4 more years. SalemNews.com is reporting the school committee approved a 3-year contract extension for him this week. The Salem Council on Aging will celebrate its 55th anniversary with an open house for the public on Wednesday, October 12, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mayor Jean Levesque Community Life Center, 401 Bridge Street, Salem. Founded in October of 1967 to serve the needs of Salem's older adults, the mission of the Salem Council on Aging is to develop and offer inclusive programs for all seniors 60 and older. The Daily Item in Lynn is reporting the nonprofit Spectrum Health Systems will open a peer-led addiction recovery support center in downtown Lynn early next year. Spectrum's Executive Director of Peer Services and Recovery Supports, Athena Haddon, said that a recovery center site on 31 Exchange Street will likely open its doors January 1, 2023. And the item is also reporting today, amid a surge in demand for mental health counseling and an ensuing counselor shortage, the Marblehead Counseling Center is running a budgetary deficit while the wait list remains full. About 200 people are on the waiting list, according to the center's board of directors chair, Ruth Ferguson. She said that about half of those on the waiting list are young adults, teenagers, or children. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Rays 4-3 last night. The two teams play again tonight at Fenway Park. Our North Shore Football Player of the Week this past week, Danny Barrett, a receiver for Peabody High School. They had a huge win Friday night against Marblehead, and yesterday we presented him with his plaque. Still excited?
Still feels great after the big win, but we have a great opponent in Leinster coming to town on Friday, so turn the page and getting ready for Friday.
Peabody High receiver, Danny Barrett. The Masconomet girls soccer team improved to 10-0 on the season with a 6-0 win yesterday in Gloucester. It's their 8th shutout of the year, and this is their coach, Allison Lassesse, as we spoke earlier this week on why their team is so successful. Experience.
The girls worked extremely hard over the summer, so they came into the season clicking. This is one of the most experienced teams that we've been able to have in our 6 years. My assistant, Dan Bisceglie, and I took over 6 years ago, and we've had kind of a mix of starters. This year we're very heavy with seniors and some juniors starting, so it started us off on the right foot.
Masconomet girls soccer coach Allison Lassesse. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us on North Shore Today.